Track 4. What animals do you think the skulls were from? Take some guesses and think about why you guessed those animals before you go on. Okay, now I'll tell you what the skulls are from. Skull A is from a house cat, B from a rabbit, and C from a lizard-like animal from New Zealand called a tuatara. If you grouped A and C together, house cat and tuatara, you might have been tricked by some of the superficial similarities between the skulls. Both skulls have a long row of teeth and similar overall shapes. If you put B and C together, you might have considered the large teeth in the front of the skull, the side-facing eye openings, or the relatively small jawbone. Some of these traits reflect adaptations to each animal's way of life, not shared ancestry. The rabbit's teeth are different from those of the other animals because they are specialized to gnaw on heavy plant material with their front teeth and grind it up with their back teeth. The rabbit also has eyes and nostrils that point way out to the side to help it spot predators all around while it is eating or resting. In order to find out how animals are related evolutionarily, despite their current adaptations, we need to focus on traits that don't reflect recent adaptive changes.